Again, we look at the way there's synergy here in the state of Michigan, manufacturing, still something that we do and do in a very big way. And then we all focus on the big three as part of that equation. But sometimes the subsection of that, which is massive, and we're talking about auto suppliers here, how the big three are supplied and how they tie into our both state and local economies is, I think, sometimes lost in the equation. Someone who never loses a sight of that, though, is Glenn Stevens. He's the vice president of Mich Auto and Strategic Development at the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. He joins us now this morning. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning from Detroit, Dave. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you. The Mich Auto Supplier Fair and legislative reception. This is something you have going on here at the Capitol in Lansing to, I guess, promote awareness. Now, I'm thinking that amongst legislators, they're already well aware, but maybe when you get the new crop in and folks who aren't from some of the manufacturing hubs in the state, you get to tell the story all over again because it's an important one.
It is, and we constantly tell the story, and there is a great understanding in the legislature about our industry, but with the new legislators and new agendas and obviously challenges and opportunities ahead of us, it's an opportunity for us to come to Lansing and talk to them and connect with them. So we have 12 companies coming today, and they represent 114 facilities, 57 communities, and almost 25,000 jobs in just these 12 companies, which are a very good cross-section from all parts of the state, representing, as you alluded to, yes, the car companies build the cars, but 70% of the components come from the suppliers themselves.
Right. Well, what kind of let's put some numbers to the impact here. We know the impact, both direct and residual, that the big three have. But what about the suppliers themselves? What kind of economic number are we talking about in the state each year?
Well, as you know, automotive is one of the driving forces of the state. Just from an investment standpoint, in the last 2 years, these companies have invested, these automotive companies, almost $5.5 billion in 21,000 new jobs just in the last 2 years. So when you look at it from a big picture standpoint, we have close to 1 million jobs that are directly tied to the auto industry here in our state, and it is a significant, significant employer, both on the manufacturing side, the R&D side, and on the research side.
We got news last week here in Lansing, and I know you heard about this as well, with General Motors' new investment on the manufacturing side. And we knew that this wasn't going to bring about, quote-unquote, new jobs to the GM plant. It solidified jobs at the Delta plant. But we did say at the time, this has quite a spring-out effect with suppliers here, which we've got a large number of them in the area, that they know now that the commitment is there long-term, not just for the current product they're making, but for some new product at that plant with this major infrastructure manufacturing investment by GM. And suppliers will take note of that in a big way, won't they?
They will, and it was a significant statement by General Motors. General Motors has obviously got a huge history and a huge influence and impact on our state, as does Ford, FCA Chrysler, and as well as Toyota, Nissan, Hyundai with research centers here. But it is a significant announcement and impact statement that they're making. Michigan still has a solid 23% of U.S. auto production. We have 12 assembly plants in our state. So it is a massive, massive part of our industry, and it's a great platform for our future also.
The you know, with the Chamber, I'd be remiss for not asking you. The Chamber was quite outspoken in its support for Proposal 1. This went down to defeat and it wasn't even close last night. The polls, if anything, that were negative going into this, Glenn, underestimated the electorate out there. Those who did vote voted overwhelmingly. No, from a supplier standpoint, for people who would work with suppliers here, what's the takeaway from that?
It's pretty simple. And yes, the Chamber and our team led by Brad Williams and our CEO, Sandy Brewer, obviously you know them and have talked with them.
Yep.
They've been leading the way. But from a supplier perspective and an OEM perspective, infrastructure is critical to growing the economy. And it's also critical to attracting new investment. So, you know, as the roads deteriorate, it requires more repairs and it delays the solution that we've got to deal with, because functioning roads are not a luxury item. they are absolutely essential. And we like to boil it down to one simple statement. Investors and job creators require solid infrastructure. And so does Michigan's future. And that's a fact. And any company that does business here or any company looking to do business here will tell you the same thing.
Glenn, I know with strategic development, you welcome potential. You're a suitor for trying to get new business into Michigan. You welcome them into Metro Airport. And as we were talking with your counterpart there, Brad, he said when you leave the airport immediately, you're embarrassed by the road setup, and people, you try to change the subject, move along, but there, you can't get around it. It's tough, isn't it?
Well, you always want to put your best face forward when you're attracting companies into our state. And the fact of the matter is that when you look at our position as an automotive global epicenter, we are the center of the automotive. There's no greater concentration for automotive OEMs and suppliers and research in the world. And companies around the world know that, and they know that they want to be part of this and to be part of the conversation for today's industry, but also for tomorrow's industry. And that's when we're looking at the connected and autonomous vehicle development, because we're a center there too. So we constantly have companies coming here. We have individuals coming here for conferences. So yes, I recently had a supplier executive tell me that that's one of their concerns is when they bring, this is an international company, when they bring people in, when they're recruiting people, you know, for our auto industry and our next generation mobility industry, we not only have to have a solid infrastructure, but we have to show well too.
Glenn R. Stevens is the Vice President of Mish Auto and Strategic Development for the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, and they're hosting a supplier fair and legislative reception, and certainly reaching out to old friends, but hoping to make some new ones there and remind legislators. Glenn, I know you'll be trying to do this, so just how important the supplier aspect is to our state's economy and the economic impact overall. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for your time, Dave. We look forward to coming up there today. And also to meeting with, we have close to 100 legislators that have said they're going to stop by, and we're looking forward to connecting with them, and particularly the Auto Caucus, which is something new that's been formed by Senators Cole, Representative McCready, Senator Beeden, and Representative Driscoll. It's a really solid movement forward with regards to making the impact of the state known with our legislators and connecting them to their communities.
All right, good luck with your event. Glenn, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for your time today.